You are listening to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. Public comment ended Monday on the latest report for an extension of the popular Bob Jones Trail in San Luis Obispo County. KCBX reporter Clara Knapp explains.
The Bob Jones Trail, also called the City to the Sea Trail, was first envisioned more than two decades ago as an 8-mile-long, standalone, multi-use path connecting San Luis Obispo with Avila Beach. But only a portion of that dream has been realized.
The Bob Jones Trail, as it exists now, is roughly 2.5 miles long, and it is one of the jewels of the community, in my opinion. Local residents, tourists come to ride on the trailhead.
Helene Finger is a member of the steering committee for Friends of the Bob Jones Trail, a group whose purpose is to support its growth. The largest unfinished segment stretches from the Octagon Barn on the outskirts of San Luis Obispo to the current trailhead at Ontario Road, adjacent to Highway 101. Steps are being taken to begin work on this portion in the coming years. A revised environmental impact report, or EIR, is open to public comment through Monday.
We are encouraging people to take a look at the environmental impact report. There are links online, and to read it for themselves and see if they have any comments to make it better.
Steve McMasters, supervising planner for the San Luis Obispo County Planning Department, says the public is now weighing in on the second version of the report.
We've released that to try to kind of address some of the comments that we received in the first round, really trying to come up with a route and a path project that could be supported by the majority of the community out there and the property owners.
Sean Cooper, senior planner for County Parks, says the next step will be to send a final revised EIR to the SLO County Parks and Rec Commission. The commission will then make a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors, at which point his department can begin negotiating property easements.
This process will probably take at least a year. At the same time, we'll be working on permits and construction documents. Best case scenario is that we would have the first segment of the pathway start construction in 2017. Typically, the construction process would be about a 3 to 6 month process.
Leo Brooks, another leading member of Friends of the Bob Jones Trail, says once completed, the trail has the potential to greatly increase local tourism.
Can you imagine even arriving in San Luis Obispo either with your bicycle or you can rent a bicycle and you could spend at least one day riding down to Avila Beach? We just see a huge potential for a boost in tourism once this trail is complete.
Clara Knapp, KCBX News.